Hello and welcome to the Swiss Info programme. I'm Jo Fay.
I grew up in these grassy fields riding horses bareback, and it was a sort of a dreamlike upbringing, I think, in this beautiful paradise.
From the big island of Hawaii to the ski slopes of Verbier in Switzerland, Hans Solmsen has come a long way. He's a ski guide who specialises in off-piste skiing in offbeat destinations around the world. He calls these trips ski safaris. One example is a once-a-year ski safari he offers in Kashmir, India, which former US President Bill Clinton once called the most dangerous place on Earth. Even today, the Swiss Travel Advisory cautions against visiting the region. Swiss Info journalist Anand Chandrasekhar met up with Solmsen in his hometown, the Swiss ski resort of Verbier.
It's the end of a lovely day in Verbier. Skiers are heading back to their chalets after another glorious day on the pistes. The snow-capped mountains glow pink in the setting sun. I spot Hans as he enters the lobby of my hotel. He's tanned and wiry and looks at least 10 years younger than his 58 years.
Pretty beautiful evening. The skyline is etched like a Chinese drawing, don't you think?
He's just back from guiding clients on a heli-skiing trip in Italy's Aosta Valley. He agrees to sit down with me in the hotel's restaurant that commands sweeping views of the nearby peaks. I'm eager to know how someone who grew up on a Hawaiian island ends up skiing for a living. Hans reveals that he's from the Big Island in Hawaii. He was born on a cattle ranch on the island, not too far from the beach.
The beach was only 15 minutes away. So my life was very outdoorsy. If you picture the Big Island of Hawaii, it's a little bit like New Zealand. Lots of grass and lots of cattle grazing there instead of sheep. And a lot of horses. People use horses to work the land.
Hans' father was a big fan of horses, and living on one of the biggest cattle ranches in the U.S., meant he could indulge his passion. It also meant that Hans had an idyllic childhood riding horses and enjoying the beaches. The Big Island lifestyle instilled a love of the outdoors in him, something he's grateful to his father for.
In a way, it's his gift to me because I grew up in these grassy fields riding horses bareback, and it was a sort of a dreamlike upbringing, I think, in this beautiful paradise. I think it was because of my love of nature and being outside that brought me to a place like this to continue to enjoy the wonderful nature that we've got, to live in it every day. I think that was his gift to me.
Hans eventually left Hawaii to study in Vermont at a small university near the Canadian border. Most students who enrolled there came to ski, and getting an education was secondary. Unsurprisingly, Hans picked up a passion for skiing, which also brought him to Switzerland. He followed a roommate to Verbier in 1982 on a ski trip. In the Verbier Valley, he found a powder paradise, as hardly anyone was skiing off-piste in those days.
I was attracted by the different culture and the liberty of skiing off-piste, because at the time things were getting strict in the United States for skiing. If you rode up on a lift, you weren't allowed to ski out of the area, the ski area. Whereas when I came here, I realized you could ride at the top of the lift and you could go wherever you wanted to, even if it meant setting off an avalanche and killing yourself. And it's still like that today. So it puts a lot of responsibility on you as an individual, which I think is the way it should be, rather than trying to blame anybody else for the mistakes that you make.
But it was also a sort of homecoming.
In a way, it was a bit of a natural progression for me to come back to Europe, because my father was born in Germany. Growing up in the Big Island with a name like Hans was a bit odd. And, so it fits in more here. It was sort of coming back to the homeland, because my grandfather always had these pictures, these calendars of Switzerland on the wall in his kitchen. And I always thought that's where our family was from, seeing all these Swiss pictures. And it obviously had a great influence on me without me realizing it, because this is where I ended up.
The Hawaii native slowly began to put roots down. He transformed from an outsider into a local. He learned to speak French and completed the Swiss mountain guide course. He also ended up marrying a Swiss woman and having a couple of kids. But he hasn't lost his appetite for adventure that brought him to the country in the first place. He particularly relishes guiding clients in places he has never been before. The thrill of the unknown appeals to his risk-taking mentality.
You know, you're skiing down a valley that you've never been down before, and you can't even see the bottom. You roll off some steep slope down into a couloir, and you've never been down there before. You've studied it, researched it, and you're pretty sure it's going to go through. It's that feeling of tension. Is it going to work? Are we going to get down?
He particularly enjoys the thrill of skiing in places he's never been before. One such place is Kashmir in northern India. It's not your average ski destination.
Because India is so different than the cultures that I grew up in Hawaii or here in Switzerland. People are really different. The whole lifestyle is different. The flow of life is so different that it's so refreshing when you go to a place like India. It's quite special to go skiing there in the foothills of the Himalaya. It's all about the travel. It's about the culture and about the people that you meet there. And the skiing is completely secondary, even though that's what brings you to a place like Kashmir.
The skiing is not bad either.
The clouds will come in and cover the upper mountain in a cloud, and it will snow from 1 o'clock until the next morning when it'll be clear. And in that afternoon, we skin up just above from the mid-station, 300 meters, so about an hour's walk, and ski down through these birch forests back down to Gulmarg, and that can be really amazing snow. You know, when people talk about bottomless powder, it doesn't really happen much these days, especially with your wide skis, but there in those birch forests, whenever it's snowing like that, you get this bottomless powder that's unique to ski.
Hans is obviously a big fan of off-piste and backcountry skiing, far from the manicured ski pistes. He believes that those with a good knowledge of snow evolution and avalanche dangers can manage without a guide like himself. But Hans recommends hiring a guide if one is skiing in a new place.
So when you go to a place like India or anywhere in the world, you know, if you can afford having a guide, you know, if you're splitting between four people, it is a certain expense. But when you think of the amount of money you're spending to go to these places, if you've got a guide, you make the trip outstanding. I go there with people that don't have their feet in the snow all winter long like I do. And when they're with somebody like myself, they're going to ski in areas that they wouldn't even know existed. They'd be skiing where other people were skiing and staying very close to the piste.
He's one of the lucky ones who've succeeded in converting their passion into a living. The profession has also made him a rich man.
As an independent guide who works hard and is really dedicated to his clientele, I think in Europe you can create a very, very good business for yourself that allows you to support a family. And rich, I would say almost yes, even rich, because the experiences that you're living yourself are experiences that people pay a lot of money to have, and you yourself are having those every single day.
But being a ski guide is not all glamorous. It's a physically challenging job and comes with a lot of responsibility. According to him, the biggest challenge of being a ski guide is handling the mental stress during difficult situations. While guides are responsible for their clients' safety and ensuring they have a good time, it's not always possible to meet their expectations.
You know, certainly the most difficult thing about guiding, especially when one starts to get into it from the beginning, is you have to be able to handle the stress that you put yourself under. You know, maybe you start skiing down a valley and conditions get really bad and you decide, well, we're going to have to walk back out, or you keep on skiing down, but instead of taking 2 hours, it takes 5 hours and it gets dark. So that you might get really stressed out, maybe worrying about the safety of your clients, but also about their disappointment with your performance.
Most of his clients come to him through word of mouth. He has acquired a reputation for being a guide who encourages clients to push themselves. His clients are mostly English, but he also has regular Italian, Swedish, and Dutch clients. Many are wealthy multimillionaires, but not all of them.
it's pretty diverse. I mean, today the person I was with today and his friends, he's very wealthy because we flew with helicopter quite a bit. But you know, a lot of clients I have, they're a group of four or five people, and they're hiring a guide together. It's a very, very special day. They don't have a lot of money, and you know, we're not going to use a helicopter, but the experience is the same or even more extreme.
The most expensive ski trip he has led is a week of heli-skiing in Greenland. It costs 9,500 euros per person. But Hans is still waiting to find takers for what he thinks will be the ultimate ski safari.
It hasn't happened yet, but I'm hoping it will. I'm hoping to have a group of 26 people on a yacht that should cost about half a million euro, and to go heli-skiing off of a boat off of Greenland. They have a staff of, I don't know, 20 or 30 people, little submarine that goes off the yacht and takes people under the ice. So there's definitely, the most expensive trip hasn't been done yet.
While his thirst for new thrills has not diminished, age is catching up with the Verbier resident. But despite approaching 60 years, Hans plans to continue guiding clients for at least another 10 years.
When you start getting to my age, you really need to be careful with your body, treat your feet well, stretch, maybe start even lifting weights just to keep yourself in shape as your muscles start to atrophy as you get older. But you know, I think as I get older, that's where I have an advantage, is because I've gone through so many years and so many different situations with so many different clients. As such, I'm able to be more relaxed when I guide and to really truly enjoy the days when I'm out with my clients.
Over 3 decades of guiding have taught him some valuable lessons. He has advice for those looking to take up the profession.
I think you really have to be yourself. I distinctly remember my first client that I took up. You know, we probably just did that one day together, never skied ever again together because we just weren't compatible. But I think, you know, for anybody wanting to get into the business and to be successful at it, it's about having the person with you share an experience that to them is just right at their level. Push them a little bit, bring them back so it's nice and easy, push them a little bit more. And it's that play with the passage through the mountains and sharing that with another person that makes it really fun. You develop that relationship.
Be yourself. That is good advice. If you're interested in Hans's adventures, visit swissinfo.ch and check out our story on his ski experiences in India. Thank you for listening, and thanks to studio technician Daniel Wheeler. This program was produced by Anand Chandrasekhar.